Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We will continue our conversation with Clay and Tanya Coburn, wonderful friends of mine. Clay and I have been doing ministry together. He's a phenomenal worship leader for 20 years, off and on, different seasons of the ministry, and yet they got the news that nobody wants to get a few years ago that Clay had been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so yesterday they just kind of shared about walking through that journey, just all the side effects that are going on, getting that diagnosis that nobody wants to get. And so if you missed yesterday's program, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, and listen to that 14-minute program, and you'll just hear some just raw realness, just sharing about what that season was like. But so you're back home after the four-hour drive from talking to a neurologist. You know you have Parkinson's. What, Clay, you process things a little different. Tanya's like me. She likes to talk things out and process. That's the way she does. But for you, you needed some time to process that. So after you'd had a little bit of time to process, where were you mentally and emotionally at this time?
One of the most challenging things with Parkinson's is the fact that you know, at least with today's standards of treatment, you know that in time you will not be able to take care of yourself. So you're going to be dependent on others for many, many things. And that thought was overwhelming to me. I'm a pretty independent kind of guy. I love my family, but to put that burden on them with Tanya and the boys was just overwhelming. So I really, honestly, jumped into suicidal thoughts. I thought, okay, would this bridge be a good one to run off of today? My thought was, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be a burden. And that was everything that I could read on Parkinson's was, that is eventually what I will be in some way, shape, or form. And that thought to me was too much. So suicide seemed like a viable option, a little selfish maybe. But again, my brain was not working correctly, so I was not able to coherently process information, and reason was out of the question.
Well, talk a little bit, maybe people that aren't familiar. I mean, a lot of people know what the term Parkinson's is, but talk a little bit about that.
Most folks associate Parkinson's with tremors. Of course, most everyone knows Michael J. Fox and the what he's been through over the past few decades, and of course the tremors that he has. Tremors can be presented from a neurological standpoint from a lot of different aspects. A lot of different diseases can do that. Parkinson's attacks a certain part of the brain that affects virtually every aspect of your life. Everything from swallowing to digestion, intestine, your smell, your taste, even vision, as well as movements. So that's where the tremors come in. And I have a tremor in my left leg. So that's something that's causes trouble. My gait looks weird. And sometimes I trip going upstairs. And that's one of the first things that I mentioned in the last program. First things I thought, this is not right. When I started tripping going up steps, that I've never done that before. So pretty much hopeless was the way I was, knowing that this was a definite and this was how my life would devolve over the next several years. So that made it tough.
All right. So Tanya, you know, he processes, and yet, you know, this is kind of where he's at. I know you and I are both kind of type A. All right, let's get on the solution side. So how are you processing this on top of the, I know obviously your heart's hurting for your husband and had to be battling a little fear, I would think, too.
Yeah, so I was very afraid, but I'm very stubborn. So I started researching. The longer we went on, the more depressed he became. And the more depressed he became, the more suicidal he became. And so our kids were, one child was home. He was a senior in high school. One was at college. So trying to act like everything is great at home is a whole nother ball game when the kids are there, right? So you act normal when the kids are there. And as soon as they walk out the door, you're just trying to pick up the pieces and kind of hold it all together. So I started just doing some research on up-and-coming treatments for Parkinson's or something that might be an option. I knew there was no cure yet. However, I just wanted something to make him better. So I found a company called Zecha, and they had actually spoke at a Freedom Fest last year in 2022. And so Dr. Jack Jacobs was talking about this new drug that they were working on that they're hoping can make a difference for the Parkinson's population. And so it was an amazing little clip, and I thought, oh my goodness, if Clay could be one of those people. So they had done studies in mice, and they had done studies in monkeys, and they were all very promising, and they were getting ready to start their first human subjects, and that would have been last summer, the end of last summer. So I kind of watched the videos, and I thought about it, and I started getting really excited, and I told Clay about it, and he had a little spark of hope for a second, but then he was like, probably not, right? His mind just wasn't in the place that it needed to be. So on their website, I watched their videos, I listened to their talks, and on their website, there was a place that you could fill out a form if you wanted to be a candidate for the study. So I may have filled it out a few times for Clay without his knowledge and didn't hear anything. Months went by, didn't hear anything. And so Clay kept doing a downward spiral, and I kept waiting for something from this company, looking for other things. And then in December, they sent an email and asked if they could talk to Clay a little bit more, see a little bit more of his medical history. And long story short, they offered him a medical interview to see if he could be a candidate. So I was so excited. Clay still not so much. Because the problem was there were three big roadblocks in that study. So one was that it cost a lot. One was that it was out of the country. And one was that it was not FDA approved. And those are all pretty big roadblocks for anyone. So Clay just kind of shut it down. Wasn't really interested in those options. And I just kept probably wearing him out until I wore him down. And he agreed to the medical interview and eventually got accepted.
The cost was one of my big concerns because I really wanted a newer truck, and that was going to totally ruin any hope that I'd have of getting a newer vehicle at any point in the near future.
Ever.
So that was a big concern. But we went through those interviews and found out that we were accepted for the March trial of this past spring in March.
So when that happened, we didn't just jump in, and you know, that's a lot of faith you have to not FDA approved, not in the country, going to cost you a lot of money. So lots of questions. Is this a scam? You know, could this be for real? Are they just taking our money? That's a total faith walk that you have to take, and I'm not sure either of us were in the place to do that just yet. So I was getting close. Clay was probably still a long ways away. And so I started asking my friends, listen, why don't you do some research on this company? See what you find out. And then come back and let me know. People that were smarter than me, colleagues that were smarter than me, friends that knew way more than me. And I just sent them on a mission. Go on this mission, research for me, see what you find out. And none of them came back saying, go for it. No one. They all were like, well, what if this happens? Well, what if this side effect happens? What if it's a scam? What if you lose all this money? What if? And I was, I understood, because had I been in their position on the opposite side of things, I would have said the exact same thing.
They were looking out for our best interest.
Absolutely. So. And I would have done the exact same thing if I would have been in their spot. However, I'm probably a little stubborn. And I just felt like God was telling me to listen. Just listen to me for a second. Trust me and let me take care of this. And I had a fire lit in my heart. I wanted my husband back. I was going to do anything to make him better. And I think God just kept fanning that for me. He just kept fanning it and telling me that it was going to be okay. That doesn't mean Clay's not going to have Parkinson's. And it doesn't mean that this treatment is going to fix all of his problems. But we were going to be okay. And ultimately, that's what mattered. One of our friends mentioned to us one day, they were like, it's kind of like the story of the paralytic in Luke. You know, so this guy's paralyzed and Jesus is coming to town. And his buddies are like, we're going to take you and put you at the feet of Jesus. We're going to get you healed. And the paralytic's like, okay, let's do that. Let's do it. So they pick him up and they haul him over to the house. And then it's so crowded they can't get in the front door. And they get to the front door and the paralytic's like, all right, guys, too many roadblocks. There's too many people. Can't get in. And the friends are like, oh, that doesn't matter, right? If you can't get in the door, we're just going to put you in the roof. You know, so that's what you do. That's what you do when you love somebody. Because sometimes in our life, we are the person that need to put somebody at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes we need somebody to take us to the feet of Jesus. I needed my husband back. So if I had to go through the roof to get into Jesus' feet, then by golly, we were going through the roof.
She was going to put me through the roof one way or another.
Yeah, that's right. We can laugh about it now. At the time, I know obviously it was so challenging, but I love your perseverance, Tanya, and that you did that and you kept seeking. I want to encourage somebody listening today. Maybe, you know, you're feeling like giving up, but I hope you hear the perseverance and Tanya's voice, but you still hear the tears. And it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to hurt. And yet know that God is with you and he will help you. And he has not forgotten you today. All right. So you finally got peace about doing this. Is that correct?
We got peace. Clay finally agreed. And so the only thing that was left to kind of get everything settled was to talk to our boys. So our boys, you know, one is at college, and at this point they're both at college. Our youngest is now a freshman in college at that point. And so we called them and we were just like, we got to talk to you about this. This is the story. This is where we are. We have no other options but to just let things happen. We're not willing to do that. So this may be a scam. Your dad may have side effects. We don't know. None have happened so far, but dad's going to be human number 40, so they may. We don't know. But we need your blessings. We need your blessing that no matter what happens, that you all know that God is in control and that we're all going to be okay no matter what. So the boys gave us their blessing. We looked at each other that night, and we were like, okay, we are really going to do this. And so we sat there and we cried, and that's when everything changed for us. That was the day.
Yeah. So then we start gearing up for the trip. I think, okay, this is a few weeks away. And I thought, okay, this is really, really, really going to happen. So this company, Zecha, that had given us opportunity, there were still things, so many unknowns. But yet we were looking forward to going and participating in this. I think one of the biggest things is, and folks that were praying for us, you know, just to give us the strength and understanding to go through this process, one of the prayers that was prayed several times was, if nothing else, ministry happens. So if ministry can happen through this, through you all, it's a win-win for everybody. So that was one of the big prayers that I bought into. I thought, if nothing else, ministry can happen. And it seemed like it was going to.
Well, it most certainly is. And man, you're going to be so blessed. I want to make sure you tune in tomorrow. If you just tuned in, driving down the road, you're like, man, what is going on? This sounds powerful. We're talking with Clay and Tanya Coburn. And Clay was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And they've just been sharing about their journey. But they are about ready to go try a new experimental drug and just don't know if it's a scam or if it's going to happen, but find out what did happen tomorrow as we're going to continue our conversation with Clay and Tanya Coburn on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.